Sorry. You said. I'm sorry. I didn't notice.
It's okay. Go ahead. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. So you said you haven't been using pesticides, and do you use herbicides at all, or is that not necessary for what you do?
No, I haven't used any herbicides. The idea with the goats is one way of controlling weeds actually works pretty good if you have a way of keeping them from out of the woods. Mm-hmm. So it's worked all right in this area, and I pretty much kept control of the weeds through having goats. Otherwise, you just have to do it manually with a machete, and mm-hmm. that's what we've usually done, is just cut the weeds using a machete, which is a lot of manual labor.
So you never used them before?
The herbicides?
Yeah.
A couple of times. I've used herbicides both times to try to control exotic species or non-native species that mm-hmm. took over. One was a little raspberry, which was actually planted by some of those Quakers in their garden, and then it kind of took over and spread all over the country and got really out of hand. And another time to try to control an ornamental, I don't see any right around here, it's a plant that has little pink spots on it, and nothing eats that, and it completely took over one area of the farm. And so I did try it with that. A couple times I have tried. Mostly fairly unsuccessfully. I think there's other ways that are better. I'm not convinced that even herbicides, you have to, and like this fence they just put in, the people have said, well, if you spray along under the fence, then you don't have to go every few days with a machete, you know, trying to keep the grass cut down. I said, well, I don't use sprays to kill the grass, so I'll just go with a machete.
So would you say the environment is generally a little healthier without using herbicides and pesticides?
In my opinion, it is. But, you know, I'm not superly educated on the topic.
Right.
I can't imagine that something that isn't strong enough poison to kill Australia grass, which is this horrible grass we planted, wouldn't be doing some other damage. I've seen areas where a lot of chemicals have been used, whether it's pesticides or chemical fertilizers, and the soil gets to where it just doesn't really grow anything. So, I think you end up sterilizing your soil a lot. Obviously, if you're working organically, there's a lot of earthworms that are doing all the process of decomposition, and if you're using any insecticide, that's going to affect them. And I would assume a lot of the herbicides are also getting into the water system. And because we have a lot of rainfall here, and we're right on a cliff edge, and so anything I do right here is going to end up, you know, down there very quickly. So I prefer not to use any of that.
All right. Answers a couple questions I was about.